Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favourite comfort fragrance.
What's on your screens, Maria? What are you excited about?
Well, today's the day, Dave. Today is the day
that France are playing in the Euros, that I've got a very important football 2012 born children meeting later on. Is that what else is happening?
No, but I'd like to continue on with what you think today is the day.
It's the day I'm wearing my new pants.
Right.
Look at my new pants. My kids bought me new tracksuit bottoms.
They are slick.
Tech Fleece tracksuit bottoms for Father's Day, and they are honestly the nicest colour anything I've ever seen.
So they're a real blue,
yeah,
aren't they?
I don't know how to describe it. It's like the bluest of blues.
Do you know what it is? When you're on your holidays, you're in Spain, you're on the sun lounger, and all you can see above you is this blue.
The blue that's sky on holidays. That's
but
what my pants are.
It's not an Irish blue sky.
No, God, no. We'd barely ever have this kind of blue sky. That's very exciting.
Well, it's none of those things. Okay. I'm very excited for you, but it isn't any of those
more
things.
More exciting than my blue pants.
More exciting than your blue pants. House of the Dragon season 2.
Yes! Are you dying for this? Today. So dying for it. Anything Game of Thrones, I will just inhale through my eyeballs. So, yes.
So, for anyone who doesn't know about it, right, this is season 2, so you should know. But if you don't, this is the prequel to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So House of the Dragon is about the Targaryen, who are a family within Game of Thrones.
Yep.
The Targaryen Civil War, 172 years before Daenerys Targaryen, who you see in Game of Thrones.
So if you watch Game of Thrones, it wasn't all about her. There was obviously lots of stories, but she was one of the key parts.
Yeah, so they've fighting taken, for the throne.
Exactly, and they've taken her family, which is definitely the most depraved and crazy family, and done a kind of a, well, this is how they got there type thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was season 1, where we got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And all the drama and intrigue and dragons and death and all the things you expect in a Game of Thrones type show. But now we're about to hit season 2.
Season 2. So if you haven't watched it, right, go to Sky On Demand and they have season 1.
There you go.
Up there. So you can, there's 10 episodes. You can watch them all.
Oh, and they're so good,
brilliant,
by the way.
And here is a little clip of what's to come in season 2.
The Targaryen who sits the Iron Throne is not just a king or a queen. They are a protector of the realm. Now I find myself in an impossible position.
All hail, King Aegon!
The enemy usurped my throne.
We're going to King's Landing. Well, what are we going to do about it?
We must play the board before us.
Matt Smith is in it. You would have heard his voice there.
I love Matt Smith.
He's
that,
very
yeah.
good. Olivia Cooke. There's loads of heads in it. There's 8 episodes in season 2.
Okay.
And the first episode is up there on Sky On Demand now because it would have aired in the US at like 2 o'clock this morning.
So that's exactly what Joey said. Joey said, I stayed up last night and watched the new House of the Dragon episode at 2 a.m. this morning. It was not worth it, he says. Now, he doesn't mean that necessarily in relation to the thing. It's just the fact that he's now back up, obviously, at work at 10 o'clock
in
the morning.
Yeah, I don't know if I could have done that now. Yeah. Like, alarm goes off at 5:30. So I'm definitely going to be watching that. I think we're going to go back. I don't remember a lot of the second half of the first season, so I think I'm going to go back and just watch the first season. It'll give it a chance to build up
a few of the episodes.
Yes, of course,
because it's not all episodes at once. It's weekly. Yeah. The thing about the whole Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon stuff, with a lot of these fantasy shows, even the Lord of the Rings ones, there's political intrigue and there's if it was set in the White House, you know, you'd watch her, or 10 Downing Street, you'd be like,
or if this was a storyline in EastEnders, you'd be like, wow.
But you'd know who all the different families are. I started quizzing you on all the different families around, you know, the square in EastEnders, you'd know them.
Yeah.
It's similar to that. You do have to work a little bit hard, I think, in terms of finding out, hang on a second.
Who is that guy?
Who's that guy? Exactly.
Absolutely.
So
it's
worth...
It's not a mindless thing where you can be scrolling on your phone. You have to watch it.
So you can either go back, as Maria said, You can, if you haven't seen him, please do watch the first season. It's brilliant. But if you have, even watch one of those recap shows on YouTube or something that are like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
That will get you, because it will start to explain the bits. Even though you've watched it, you'll go, oh, that's why.
Most of them have white hair.
Yeah.
So you're like, is that the guy with the white hair? Well, they all have white hair.
Yeah. Confusing.
Do you know, I did read actually that I thought was really interesting. So you know, Game of Thrones is based on George R.R. Martin, his book, A Song of
Fire and Ice.
Ice and Fire. He requested, when they turned it into a TV show, he requested that his head, like a prop of his head, be made and used on a spike.
Oh, that's right. I remember that
story.
But
he never got it. They couldn't afford it. But they could for the House of the Dragon.
Okay.
So it's in there somewhere.
Right. We'll keep an eye out.
Must be in the first season. Yeah.
Right. You got anything else? Because we're running out of time.
I'll tell you one more thing.
Go on.
On Friday, Netflix, there's a documentary going up there called 24 Hours in Lidl. And lads,
you are going to be glued to that.
Imagine if you won the cash machine this week, right? 200 grand.
Yeah.
And you 24 hours in Lidl. You still wouldn't spend it.
Probably not, actually.
Yeah.
So that's on Netflix from Friday.
It's all about the middle aisle secrets and how they keep their costs so low.
Right. Maria, thank you very much, as always, to fill us in on what's on your screen.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.